Jesus. And I pray that you use my mouth like the pen of a ready writer. Let me say what you have said. Let me declare the only thing that will glorify your name and will be a blessing to all my listeners this morning. Spirit of a living God, please take your place and have your way. In Jesus' mighty name. I want to welcome every one of us, including all our visitors, to this beautiful day, this Sunday service, and also a marriage blessing. I pray that God will bless every marriage here today, and every turbulent marriage, God will put you back together. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to take my text from Ephesians chapter 5. And I'm going to read from verse 21 through to verse 33. Verse 21 through to verse 33. If you're a member of this church, this is something you have heard me say time and time and time again. Amen. It's necessary to repeat the truth so that it can become us. Amen. Ephesians 5, 21 to 33. Submitting, I'll start from 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, and of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. May God bless his word. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to preach a 13 weeks message in 50 minutes. So, fasten your seatbelt. Amen. To understand the present, we need to go to the beginning. God created man. God created Adam. And God said, it's not good for a man to be alone. I will make for him a help that is suitable unto him, a help meet. So he made Adam to sleep, and out of his rib they formed a woman and breathed into us, just as he breathed into Abraham. And she also rose up and became a living soul. Abraham came out of the anesthesia of the Almighty God, and he saw the woman and called her woman and said, this is my wife. She became the bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Now let me explain a little bit here. Amen. God took the woman from the side of the man, not from the head of the man, not from the foot of the man, hallelujah, which is to say every woman is meant to be by the side of her husband. And this means equality in the sight of God. Praise the Lord. The woman is not of less value than the man. Praise the Lord. Even the man came before the woman, and the man is put in charge as authority. Praise God. But the man is the head, and the woman is the neck. Praise God. You better treat your neck well. If not, your head will not turn at all. Hallelujah. Amen. So God gave a gift, a wonderful gift to Adam. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor of the Lord. A woman is a good thing. Can I hear an amen? A woman is a present, a gift from God to man. A valuable gift for that matter. Praise the Lord. And if you don't treat your gift well, it will not serve you well. Men love their cars. Some men love their cars. They know so much about their cars, more than they know about their wives. That is wrong. Amen. You need to know your wife. You need to understand your wife. You need to appreciate your wife. Amen. The moment Adam saw Eve, appreciation was the first thing he showed to her. Hallelujah. I'm trying to lay some quick foundations here. And the Bible says, a man will leave his father and his mother, not a boy. A man, a matured man. A man who is going to be married must be a responsible man. Must be a man who is willing to take responsibility. Must be a man who is willing to take care of his home. Who is willing to sacrifice for his family. A man who is willing to bring his family before the throne of God. Let me tell you something, men. Men who don't worship God, you'll find out their families are far from God. When a man becomes a worshiper, he brings his family along. No wonder God said about Abraham, I know him, for he's going to teach his children. You see a lot of women in church and not much men in the church, and you wonder. And many men say, well, I'm going to work to feed the family. Well, that is not your primary requirement as a man. Your primary requirement as a man is a worshiper, a man who comes before the presence of God. When you see a man who knows how to worship, then you see a man who knows how to lead his home. Can I hear an amen to that? Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says that the man and the woman, they become one. One in thought, one in action. One in words, one in everything. In America, the laws of America is destroying marriages. A man and his wife have different identities. If we are one, we should have the same identity. Hallelujah. No matter what your father's name may be as a woman, the day you get married, you sign off your father's name and you take on your husband's name. That is how you become one. Hallelujah. In the marriage, there is no my thing and your thing. It is our thing. Amen. Just like you can't say that's your child. No, the child belongs to us because we made those children together. Praise the Lord. Am I beginning to step on some people's toes? So don't go quiet on me. I'm in my zone, believe me. Amen. God's intention for every family, every life is transformation. And you can only be transformed by the information you get. And I'm giving you the right information this morning. Praise the Lord. Husband and wife should not be keeping secrets from each other. It will affect your children in the future. Let your children see you, parents, do things together. Let your children see you, hug yourselves Appreciate yourselves. It will translate into their lives. You will find out a home that is full of the love of God. Sickness does not live in such a home. Hallelujah. Women who are building homes without the knowledge of their husband, that is stealing. You are stealing from what God has made. You are stealing from what God has said. A man who is having another family in another state or in another country and is living with another woman here, that is a lie from the pits of hell. You people are the people who are degenerating families, who are breeding vagabonds in the street. That is not the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate who your wife is. Appreciate who your husband is. Let God be honored in your home. Whatever we have belongs to us together. It does not matter whether it's much or not. Husband and wife should seek each other's opinion. Honey, what do you think we should do about this? Husbands should stop making unilateral decisions without their wife's input. Your wife is not a furniture. Your wife is a part of your destiny, a part of your life. The Bible says two shall put to flight 10,000. One shall put to flight 1,000. But when two comes together, the Bible says in Psalm 133, it says in the place of agreement, that's where God pours out his blessing. How can there be agreement when we are not facing each other? When we are not carrying each other's burden? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 20, he says, giving thanks always for all things. Thank God for your wife. Thank God for your husband. Thank God for your children. Not just the day you are getting married, but every day of your waking life. Appreciate your wife. African men don't know how to say I love you. They think it is beneath them. I have news for you. A woman does not want to be loved. A woman needs to be loved. You want your wife to function well. Show her love. Some people have substituted love for things. Buying things is not love. Being there, spending time together. I'm not saying don't buy things for your wife. Being there and sharing valuable times together. Some husbands sneak out of the house. Tell lies where they are. They are not where they told their wives they will be. Wives sneak out of the home. They go places they don't want their husbands to know. That's a lie from the pits of hell. That's not the way God created it. That's not the way God wants it. Why is America turned upside down? It's because the fault is in the family. The fault is in the family. Husbands and wives are not taking responsibility as they ought to. Giving thanks, appreciate each other. Look into each other's eyes. Spend time, go out together. Every day should be a courtship day between a man and his wife. The woman you are looking at out there, somebody decorated her. Decorate your own. Decorate your own and appreciate your own. I said some people will hate me today and some people will like me. It doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you the truth anyway. According to the word of God. Amen. When a woman leaves her father and be joined to her husband, she's joining to another father. The husband becomes another father, a father figure. an arm that protects, words that encourages. Hallelujah. Some men use their hand to beat their wives. That's an abomination. And women who use their hand on their husband, that is sacrilegious. Contrary to the will of God. Don't be a ghetto woman and be holding your husband by the neck. No, it's wrong. You are not showing as a child of God. A woman of virtue does not place her hand on her husband. That's why you have mouth to speak. Use your mouth to speak. Even if your neighbor is hearing your voice. You can express your opinion. The day you stop expressing your opinion, you are a dead person. Don't let, as a woman, my wife has an opinion. I can't silence my wife's opinion. As a matter of fact, I value that opinion. I need that opinion. Because God says, it's not good for me to be alone. He knows I can't make it alone. He knows I need the help of my wife. He knows I need the input of my wife. So every man should seek their wife's opinion over anything you want to do. You know what I've seen? Let me tell you something. I've counseled tons and tons of couples. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? What I found out is, a man will take an action without telling the wife. And when the action does not work out, start blaming the wife for it. She's the witch that doesn't want me to make it. But you still slept with that witch yesterday. She's the one planning my downfall. But you still ate the food she cooked for you yesterday. Hallelujah. He says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Submit yourselves to each other. Submit your destiny into one another's hand. Hallelujah. Help each other to make it. Help your wife to become who she ought to become. When she becomes it, it is your own glory. I see some husbands, because you don't have school cert and your wife has a master's degree and she wants to reach PhD, you begin to discourage her. Why do you want to go to school again? And you start hating her for wanting to go to school. You too, go and enroll in night class. You should be the one encouraging your wife and say, go and get better. Because when she gets better, it's for the benefit of the family. It doesn't bother me how much my wife earns. You know why? I encourage her to earn more. Guess what? Because when she earns it, she's bringing it home. I'm the controller of our money. Hallelujah. And sometimes when it's required, I'm like, honey, that position in your office, are you not applying for it? Apply for it now. And we start praying towards it. Huh? Me, I'm already in my own position. I'm a pastor. I don't want to be a bishop. My father in the Lord is a pastor. How can I become a bishop? And then from bishop, you move to warehouse. You know, bishop is big shop. From big shop, you move to warehouse. That's not my own portion. Hallelujah. Submitting yourself one to another. Help each other at home. Some men have defined it to a point whereby, let me calm down. A point whereby, at home, the responsibility of my wife is to cook, to clean, and your own responsibility is to raise up your leg and watch Chelsea on the TV. Hallelujah. That's a lie. Your wife closes at work at 7. You are at home from 2 o'clock. And when she gets home at 7, you are asking her, where is my food? No, she will prepare it from the office and bring it home. What about you? Why don't you prepare something for her so that when she gets home, she has some food to eat and she can raise up her leg and feel free and feel rested? If you still want me to preach, say preach on. You see, as a man, you know why I can talk to men? Because I'm a man myself. I had to learn all these things I'm telling you, and more that I can tell you if time permits. You understand what I'm trying to say? I have to learn it. I remember one day we were on our way to church, Bible study, on the other side of Jordan. And I was discussing, we were talking in the car, my wife and I. I'm like, oh, I love you. And my wife was like, If we were not on the highway, I would have just parked the car. I'm like, oh. I said, I love you. At least I needed a better response than, I said, did I do anything wrong? She said, no. But then, you didn't respond well. And she was like, I know you love me, okay. But you never said you appreciate me. You don't appreciate the things I do. No, I do. It's part of the love. It's packaged in the love. The appreciation and the love, they are packaged together. But then she wanted to hear it. So now, when I say 5, I love you, I put 3, I appreciate you. My wife will go any length to do anything for me. Hallelujah. When my wife is at work and there is no stew at home, I go to the market. Some of you may have seen me at City Market buying stuff to cook so that when she comes home, she too can have food to eat. She can't come home late in that time. Will I be going hungry until she comes? No. I want her to come home and meet a place where she likes to come back to. Hallelujah. And then I need to engage her in discussion. I'm not kidding you. I stand in the presence of the Almighty God. Every day I call my wife more than 7 times while she's at work. Not that because I'm less busy. It's just so, how are you? Is everything okay? Is the work going well? I'm connecting. Number one, I don't want the guy sitting at her back to be asking her, how are you doing? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Huh? And now when she comes back home, then I sit her down. Tell me about work today. How did it all go? Some men don't want their wife to even tell them. They say she talks too much. If she talks too much, she will talk to somebody else. I'd rather you talk to me, honey, than you talk to somebody else. Some men have pushed their wives out to seek confirmation. You are the man who meant to confirm your wife. And let me bounce on you, women. Some women have rendered their husbands impotent by running down their value. When you start comparing your husband with somebody else's husband, let me tell you something. You don't know what they do in that home. You don't know what that man is doing until the day you see him in the news with handcuffs behind his back and taking him away. Then you start appreciating your own husband. Your wife told you, my husband gives me $2,000 every month. Then you go home and start fighting your husband. I know what all your mates are doing. Be a man. He's been a man. He can only afford $250. Appreciate the $250. Pray for him to be promoted. Pray for him to do better. You want to find a successful home? Show me a successful woman, I will show you a praying woman. Not a cantankerous woman. Not a complaining woman. Not a woman who is always nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging and nagging. Some homes, husband and wife, they are tenants. They don't play together. They don't laugh together. They don't make themselves laugh. They don't enjoy fellowship with one another. I don't need anybody else around me. As long as I have my wife around me, I'm okay, I'm fulfilled, and we will have fun. When you see us together, you think we are brothers and sisters. That's the way we act. We challenge each other. We encourage each other. And for somebody who is one of the most difficult people to live with, that is me. I'm telling you, until you start living with me, before you know me, this is the only woman that can marry me. I'm telling you. My wife is somebody who is so sensitive to my mood. The moment she senses this, she knows what to do. Sometimes he stay away. Sometimes he's rub his head. Sometimes he's just do something to make him laugh. I'm not saying there's no home where there are no differences. There will always be differences. But because we have differences, does not mean we want to hurt each other. Hallelujah. We are all both just trying to make a point. But please make that point and make sure you are arriving in the same place. And if your wife brings a suggestion that is better than your own, accept it. Amen? Don't say because it's a woman. Some people have told you, especially African men, don't tell your wife your life, oh, your mother has called you in secret. Don't tell her, that woman that you put your head on her chest, the mom, oh, when she cooks for you, she will just take your whole life. If I were the guy, if my mother should ever tell me that, I'll say, Mama, is that how you took my father's life? And when you have differences, stop calling your family. Don't call your wife's parents and say, daddy, mommy, come and see what Tolu has done, oh. You are already diminishing yourself in the sight of your parents-in-law. Hallelujah. No matter what they say to you, they will still support their child. Are you listening to me? Find somebody who is neutral, like your pastor. Or sit down together and iron out your differences. I know we men, we are quick to say, I am the head of this family. I am the head. Whatever I say, go. You are a liar. The head always looks for a way to protect. The head always looks for a way to bring ease and peace. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife. Wives, submit to your husbands. Let me tell you, there can be no submission without love. Love comes first before submission. You can't nag your wife to submission. Hallelujah. When you love your wife, it becomes automatic. You don't need to ask for submission. She submits her life to you, into your hands. Protect the dignity of your wife. If you see what you don't like, let her know. That's what a friend does. I don't like this. Try and make a change. Don't, because of that, bash her and turn away. And women, don't undervalue your husband. The Bible says he's the head. Do everything you can to submit to him. Let him feel like a king in the home. Husbands, make your wife feel like the queen in your home. Kunle Anshen, I've spoken to you week in, week out. I've told you most of these things you're hearing me say here now. It's a repetition for you. You are getting into this life. Make sure you are getting into it for the right reasons. Make sure you are getting into it as a marathon, not as a 100 meters dash. Because there will be bumps on the way. Marriages are the most difficult things in life. It's complex. It's a give and take. Hallelujah. A man who loves his wife looks for ways to love her all the time. How can I mesmerize this woman again? You know, sometimes I do things that are crazy. You know, my wife can be maybe taking care of the kids, and I'm going to call her. I'll call her by the name I call her. That's one thing again. Let me tell you that. Don't call your husband by his name. Shagu. That's dry. Even when you are angry, he won't know you are angry because of the way you call Shagu. But you know, honey or sweetie, you know, babe. You know, I know what people call their, you know, mine is uncommon. When you call your husband by his name, let him know that, there's fire on the mountain. Something is wrong. Because if he has offended you, you can't say sweetie. Amen. And if your wife has offended you, you can't say babe. So I call my wife by that name, I call her. And I will be shouting. Say, come. I need to talk to you now. I need to say something. And she's going to be like, oh my God, what's wrong? And then she will rush and come to me. And I will say, as a matter of fact, I just wanted to tell you that I love you. And I appreciate you so much. And for me, it comes moment by moment. It just comes spontaneous. And if I'm alone, it comes like that. I call her on the phone or I send her a text. All those of you who work in our office, don't let anybody know. We exchange love texts at work. Praise the Lord. It keeps the work going for her. And it keeps me sane where I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says, wives, see that you love your husband. Even when he's a cantankerous man, see that you love him. It's important you show him. I mean, see that you submit to him. Even if he's not the kind of man you want him to be yet. One of the things that some women don't realize is, you like another woman's husband. The man that has been married to this woman for 15 years, she has trained him for 15 years. Now you are liking him. Why didn't you like him before when they got married or before she got married to him? Now you see him very well coordinated. Amen? He's not wearing black shirt and white pants and white shoe. An orange belt. Because some men don't know how to do that combination. And then it's their wife that now start combining things for them. Help them to iron their clothes. Make them look nice. Tell them how to shave. Amen. Before, when you wear your shirt, under your shirt is yellow. Because you don't use deodorant. Your wife now went to Walmart and buy you deodorant. And you are now smelling nice everywhere you go. And somebody is saying, I like that man. Go and like your own. Let me give you a tip as a man. Kunle, you know Victoria's Secret? The one in my neighborhood, they know me there. Amen? They know me. And I'm not ashamed to enter there and carry a shopping bag and start picking. Bring it up and look. Yeah, I like this. Using my imagination. This is nice. This is lovely. Put it in the bag. Put that one there. I know my wife's bra size. I don't call her to ask her. I already know it. Amen? I buy, and it's a secret. Not that I tell her. Then she gets home. She finds it beside her bed. She already knows it's me. Maybe that night might just be the night. Because there has to be reciprocating action. So don't be ashamed to go to Victoria's Secret. Don't be ashamed to pick up what you like to see on your wife. And women, you are advertising yourself outside. Everybody can see what you are wearing. Huh? That's not becoming of a child of God. Who you are underneath is for the eyes of your husband alone. Amen? Don't be parading yourself and advertising yourself to somebody else. Now let me say this big one. When you are intimate together, make sure you are there. Make sure the one you are intimate with is the one whose face you are seeing. Not the face of Agnes that you used to date 10 years ago. And you are imagining the way Agnes rolls. If you want to roll like that, tell your wife to roll. The same thing for the woman. Don't be seeing the face of Lloyd that is somewhere that you used to date before. When your husband is making love to you, let it be your husband. You see, there's power in intimacy. For a child of God, at that point in time, there's no prayer you pray that heaven will not answer you. You know? I won't say this next one that is on my mind because you guys will be expecting too much. I'm telling you. Protect your family. Don't expose your children, your wife to danger as a man. You are there to be their shield. Your wife shouldn't be opening the door at home when you are there. Husbands have become daddy. Daddy that can't walk. Daddy that can't get up out of bed when there is a knock on the door. And he's telling his wife, go and open the door now. You don't even know who is at the door. My wife knows, even if I'm sleeping and there's a knock on our door, if it's not my son, wake me up. Don't ever open the door. It's not your duty. It's my duty. Maybe by chance, you're able to buy a car for your wife. You're the one who is supposed to be servicing the car. You're the one who is supposed to be taking the car where do they wash the car? You know, car wash? Don't expect your wife to take it for service. It's your responsibility. I can go on and on. But the most important thing here is husband and wife need to work together. Husband and wife need to understand each other. Husband and wife need to plan together, focus together. If you are too busy, set aside a day that is going to be for both of you. Don't let the pursuit of dollar separate your family. You go to work in the morning. You come back at night, then your wife goes to work. That's not the way God planned family. And then television has become the nanny of our children. Go and watch TV. It's not fair. Men, spend time with your children. Roll on the ground with them. They want to play with daddy more than they want to play with toys and from Toys R Us. They want to play horsey. They know mommy will be there. But they need you also to be there. Let me tell you something, folks. There is nothing in this world that's more important than family. Family is the most important thing that God has created. Family is the most important thing that God has made. And when you put God in the center of your home, then you know that blessing is guaranteed. Peace is guaranteed in that home. Marriage is not the idea of any man. It was not Adam who woke up and said, "Oh, I'm lonely." He wasn't lonely. He wasn't lonely. He had fellowship with God. But because God had a bigger picture, it was God's suggestion that I need to give this guy a helpmate. And need I say this? It does not matter how much we love each other. If we are not facing the same direction, that home will be torn apart. We must have the same vision. We must have a project for our home together. This is what we want to achieve this year. And both of you begin to plan towards it. Both of you begin to sacrifice towards it. Make sure you are in the presence of God all the time as much as you should be. Don't find reasons to leave God. The moment God steps out of your life, everything has stepped out. You are just an empty vessel making noise and walking up and down. I encourage both of you, value each other more than you value anything else. Every other thing will move away. Make sure you keep the sanctity of your home, the sanctity of your relationship together. I, as a pastor, I don't mind to be attacked. But the moment anybody attacks my wife or my children, then you are looking for trouble. Then you want to put your hands in fire. I'll pray thunder and fire over your head. I won't fight you physically, but you will feel the hand of God on your life. You can abuse me. You can do whatever you like with me. That's okay. Because the day I signed up to be a child of God and a pastor, I signed up to be hated. But for my family, I'm responsible to protect them. I said in a church in Lagos, I said to the pastor, I said, "Don't kill yourself for the church. The church is the bride of Christ. Take care of your own bride." Amen? Amen. I can't die for this church. Jesus has already died for the church. So any church member who is looking for me to die for them, you have missed it. Go and meet Jesus who has already died for you. Hallelujah. My own is to teach you so that you can receive the truth of God and live by that truth. And need I say here in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, our mission statement, number one, is to make heaven. And I want you to make heaven. Making heaven is not something that just happens on a whim. It's a journey that starts with accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Two things are most important in a man's life or anybody's life: accepting Jesus as your Lord and the person you marry. The moment you get those two right, every other thing will be right. Hallelujah. But if you don't get it right, do you want to suffer on this side of eternity and then suffer on the other side of eternity? There is hell and there is heaven. There is only one way to heaven, and that way is called Jesus Christ. No man can come unto the Father except by Jesus Christ. Because you do good doesn't mean you are going to make heaven. But when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you follow his precepts and principles, heaven is a guaranteed place for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You want to ask me if heaven is real and hell is real? How do you know? Because I had an encounter with God. And God showed me hell. I saw it. And I heard the voice of God. The day I got born again. Almost 30 years ago. Him asking me, do you want to enter? And I said, no. Among multitudes of people, I was the only one. On drugs, that day I tendered my life to Christ. And I've never looked back. And my life has never been better. Places I never thought I could go to. People I never thought I could meet. Jesus Christ has brought me into their presence. Places you can't dream of entering. People you can't dream of meeting. But by the grace of God. Does that mean when you give your life to Christ, you won't have any problems? No, you will. But Jesus promised to be with you and see you through all through those challenges. He said in his words, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Don't let the deceivers out there who are going to lie to you and take your money and tell you to go and do this and do that, then God will do something for you. It doesn't work like that. It works based on scripture. God has a way where how his things work, and it's in the Bible. Everybody has a right to enter into the presence of God. Everybody has a right to pray to God by themselves. And when you pray to God by yourself, you don't need somebody to pray for you. You can pray to God by yourself and God will answer you. And God will give you what you desire. You are seeking for a miracle. It starts with giving your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe you came because of the marriage blessing today. But I want to challenge you. With God, there are no mistakes. You have the opportunity to give your life to Jesus Christ today. You have the opportunity to say, Jesus, I need you in my life. I want you to be my God. I want you to help me to change. There's somebody here, you've been struggling and struggling for change. The truth of the matter is you can't do it by yourself. You need the help of God. Call God into your situation. And I bet you begin to see how things will change. If they don't, then call me a liar and call God a liar. In this church, we believe in the truth. We believe in the truth of the word of God. God has set a standard. He will not lower for anybody. He will not lower for any generation. Everybody needs to rise up to meet that standard. As water and oil cannot mix, holiness and sin can never mix. One leg cannot be out and one leg in with God. It's either you are all the way.